The city is a mouth. That never closes. It pronounces Nineveh all day until the name fills with heat and shadows. And still it chews. Solemn as loom. I am asked to carry a word into that mouth. The word is small and sharp and burns the hand. I wrap it in silence and try to leave by water. Tarshish is a rumor disguised as a destination. The ship at Joppa is a plank stretched over an idea. I pay for escape with coins that sweat. The sailors nod are men who've seen many forms of fear and prefer the ordinary ones. We push off the shoreline, folds up a letter that will not be read. Night arrives in a closed eye. Beneath us, a chest opens. Storm comes out smiling with too many teeth. The sky lifts and drops its hem again and again, like a widow deciding how much leg shows grief. Her thigh is a sentence that keeps changing tense. The sailors pray to the household gods, tidy little hearts they carry in their throats. I pray to sleep, which is the only god that knows me. It refuses me to my face. Fuck off then. The lots are thrown and all the pebbles point to my name as if they were iron filings, and me a stubborn magnet. Who are you, they ask, and what have you done to make the brain remember your birth? I tell them I belong to the off-key voice that invented dry land as a joke. Throw me, I say, and the sea will stop gnawing the hull. They try ropes and repentance first because men hate simple solutions when a complicated misery will do. The ropes turn to water in their hands. The repentance falls through the planks like coins in a dream. They lift me, I bless them with a nod, the only liturgy I own. And they give me to the mouth below. I am bleeding down. So much blood. Black and colossal like a flood. The first touch of the sea is a forgiveness colder than law. It closes over my head without curiosity. I fall past the blue windows where the drowned look out, their hair like very polite weeds. A city of silence grows lighter as I descend, then goes out. When I'm almost finished, the dream that has been following me all my life reaches me at last and becomes flesh. The whale is not a fish, not a cave, not a coffin. It is an argument about measure. It opens and the world narrows to a doorway. Inside is evening without horizon. The floor breathes, ribs rise and fall like patient gates. I am carried forward through corridors of salt thought. The stomach sings a low psalm that knows my first name and has no use for my family name. I kneel because there is nothing else to do when a cathedral grows around you of its own appetite. I pray. The prayer is not words. It is a slow fire. And the smoke is gratitude. I am lifted on a wave that never breaks. There is a book in here, bound in slick black. And when I open it, I'm reading my disobedience like a tide table. Beside it sits a lamp of spermaceti that no one lit around the lamp, a saints who smell of rope and tar, and may learn theology from the brain and arithmetic from the price of oil. Job enters without knocking. Still granular with ash, he does not lecture. A king in armor of question marks tilts his visor. A queen with the sea's diadem looks for a mirror and finds only my eyes. Someone has misplaced a garden. We share it pit by pit, fruit too luminous to eat. Don't fuck. Asleep and wake with no change in the darkness. Time is a spine bending and unbending. Sometimes the ceiling lowers until my thought flattens to a scale. Sometimes the ceiling lifts and I become a tower with bells in my chest. I hear Nineveh breathing on the far shore of the whale. the way one hears a city through a wall at night. Cooking, weeping, bargaining, the small bravado of loneliness. I promise the darkness that I will speak the burning word when the world is renewed. The darkness accepts my promise like an IOU written on skin. On the third day, the whale takes a great instruction and obeys. The throat becomes a road. The road becomes a slow-mo cannon. I am shot into daylight wearing the smell of origin. The beach receives me with an old tenderness, as if I am a child who has returned from running too far. You know, the one who runs and runs and runs and runs. Sand clings to that story. The gulls circle to read it aloud. Neenth stands up at my approach like a beast that slept too many centuries. I enter. The streets are ropes stretched between debts. The houses are ovens testing the faith of dough. I call out the small sharp word, the one that burned my hand. I do not make it fancy. I do not add oil. I say until my mouth is salt. It goes into the people like a nail that refuses to stop at wood. Kings crouch in sackcloth, their crowns like overturned cauldrons. Animals fast with the gravity of saints. The city listens all at once, the way the sea listens when a moon commands it. All the sky is covered in blood. The threat softens mercy. That vast animal with the enormous back kneels in the square and offers itself as transport.